You're listening to Advocate Radio. This is the Rick and Jeff show, for lack of a better name. I think we're still working on the name.
We need to have a better name sooner or later here.
Rick does not like the Rick and Jeff show. That was Rick Womrie.
I want people to listen to it. That's
that is Rick Womrie you're hearing. He's the publisher at Advocate Magazines. And also with us today is Jeff Siegel, columnist, contributing editor. What are your other titles, Jeff? I don't know.
Wine specialist.
That's right, wine specialist.
Yeah, I always forget about funny. I've been writing a political column for The Advocate for as long as we've been doing The Advocate, except for a short stretch. And everybody goes to me, oh, you write that wine thing.
And you're surprised by this?
Yeah, I really am. I thought I'd made a lot of enemies.
People care more about politics than wine?
I thought people just hated me from the political column.
But no, they love you for the wine column.
Apparently
okay.
So.
All right. And I'm Carrie Mitchell, an editor at Advocate. And today we are going to talk about a couple things. Later in the conversation, we'll talk about a new restaurant that is not a new restaurant. It's an old restaurant, but that's moving to Lakewood, the Mecca. And also, we're going to follow up today on Lincoln Property Company's plans for the Gaston Garland East Grand. I'm getting tired of writing that hyphenated description, but we talked last time on the podcast about there were just glowing reviews of what they could do with the place, and then they announced what they were actually doing with the place, and Jeff's column will be out in the magazine delivered this weekend. But I'll give you the first crack at this, Jeff. What do you think?
Well, I should say that I'm disappointed, but that would not go nearly far enough for the depth of my disappointment, in which we had this possibility to do something that would really transform that intersection and be a real boon, not just to the neighborhood and the city of Dallas, and instead they're going to put in a smaller version of Timber Creek. And Rick had discussed very briefly some of the traffic problems that would ensue with any kind of development at that intersection. And I think with what we're going to get there, Rick, we can just forget about trying to drive through there pretty much between 3 and 7 p.m. every afternoon, huh?
Well, it does seem like there'll be an awful lot of traffic there, and that T is already kind of an awkward spot. So I don't know. I mean, traffic is one thing. You know, what they're doing with the property is another. I mean, there's sort of two different issues. The traffic is going to be bad. It's going to get worse no matter what happens. But whether they turn it into a showpiece or another strip center, I mean, those are sort of two different issues. And honestly, hey, if it's their land and they've got the zoning, they can do what they want. You know, that's the way it works.
Well, and I've always agreed that it's their money and they can do whatever they want. But it's just disappointing that they decided to do yet another strip center with a grocery store anchor when how many of those are sitting empty in the surrounding area?
Not in Lake Highlands alone. I thought this would be a good chance for them to go to the city and ask for some serious money and get it. I mean, people are asking for money all the time as developers, and they're getting million here, millions there. And here's a chance where the city has focused on that intersection as the entrance to White Rock Lake, done some master planning with it, had an advisory group there. It just seems like it was just ripe to be, hey, we need $30 million to turn this thing into this, and it's some super West End, you know, West Village Mecca kind of a deal. But, you know, Lincoln apparently is choosing to go a different direction. Not a bad direction, just a different one.
Ah, you're being too kind. Why do you think they chose that direction? Because you're the guy with real estate developing experience here.
Imagine, they must have a tenant. You know, they're talking about a grocery store, and whether it's HEB, which, you know, we've heard and haven't been able to confirm, or whether it's, I don't know who. I mean, they must have some tenant there that's ready to go, and that's money in the pocket to a real estate guy.
But if you have, I mean, the quote from Rachel Stone's post on that meeting, the guy said, I think it was Robert Dozier, I'm not sure I'm quoting this correctly, we're long on Lakewood. If you're long on Lakewood, why not do it right, do it well, do it better than you could if you just could throw a grocery store in there and put some strip mall stuff and a UPS store apparently, or, you know, whatever else they're moving from Lakewood Shopping Center down.
Well, are we just jaded? I mean, now that's not good enough. I mean, for years there was no development here. Now we're whining that development's not good enough for us. I mean, is that appropriate? Or?
I think here's my perspective, and I don't, maybe I should have let you jump in here, Jeff, but I'm getting ready to move into a house that's very near that property, and one of the best things that they've got going for them, I think, is that there's a trail, the Santa Fe Trail, that wraps around the entire section of land that they're looking to purchase. And they should be capitalizing on that. I think it's pretty clear to anyone who lives in Lakewood that to get to that property by walking or biking or pushing your stroller, nobody wants to cross Gaston. It's, you risk your life if you cross Gaston. But there are ways that you can mold a property to be kind of an urban property. You know, we are right in the heart of urban Dallas, and then you're also right adjacent to Dallas' best gym, which is White Rock Lake. Do something with that. Do something exciting with that. Do something that is more than just, it's another strip center with that. I think,
They haven't shown any site plans yet, have they?
Not.
They talked about them, but they didn't show anybody something.
Carrie's got a really good point, and to talk about us being jaded, I don't think that's the issue of us being jaded. I think it's, here we go again. Those of us who've been around here long enough can remember when there was a grocery store on that site, and it was a strip center with a grocery store, and the grocery store closed, as grocery stores are wont to do these days, and then it sat empty for a while, and then the landlord took the easiest way out, and I believe we ended up with Far West there. And I don't think anybody wants that sort of thing ever to happen again. So here we go. Okay, well, it's cheap and easy, and Lincoln will make a lot of money. Let's do a strip center with a grocery store and not do what's best for the neighborhood, and would make them money as well, I think.
But who's to say that this isn't best for the neighborhood? I mean, it's a grocery store, and there's not one over there. I'm not trying to argue both points here, but it's just like, hey, you know, Lincoln is not, they're not being bad citizens.
No, and they're not, and neither are they stupid. I'm not convinced, honestly, that it's just going to be a random, you know, huge big box grocery store with a bunch of strip in there. I'm still kind of got my fingers crossed, holding out hope that there is kind of a grander plan. I mean, grocery stores are not going bigger these days. They're going smaller. I just actually went to Chicago a couple weeks ago, and that greengrocer that's going in on Lower Greenville, the 3,500 square foot one, which by comparison, the Walmart, I think, is something like 80 or 60 or something huge. That 3,500 is small for a grocery store, and they may be actually thinking, they didn't say we're putting in an 80,000 square foot grocery store. Maybe it's a smaller one.
If it's the HEB that they're going, that they're apparently going around telling people that it is, HEB stores start at 60,000 square feet.
Well, there you go.
So,
which is probably, I'm not sure how big Far West is. I'm just trying to think from a perspective standpoint. The Whole Foods is around 60, isn't it, here in Lakewood?
No, the Whole Foods is a bizarre size, like 47,000 or something, because they worked on the old Menards footprint, and that's a 70s-style size grocery store.
So if you take that that footprint down to the triangle there, for lack of the garland, whatever, it's called the triangle for the purposes of
all this. Right.
If you take it down to the triangle and put it on that site, there's still quite a bit of land left. What bothers me is, to me, that would be a perfect place for some residential. Mm-hmm. Lincoln knows how to do residential. It's next to the trail that you were just talking about, the lake. It just seems like that would be a good mixed-use site, and they flat out said that's not going to happen.
That's really, it is, I think it's really interesting that that's not, I was surprised by that. I thought for sure they were going to ask for residential. I mean, it's right on the trail, right on the lake. Who wouldn't want to live there?
Well, they could get zoning to go up a few stories, too, where you can't in a lot of parts of the state.
And I'm willing to bet that this is all about the money. You can go borrow money when you've got a grocery store tenant. You try to do mixed-use residential in this economy.
That's true.
They'd actually maybe have to do a little more work. And if I sound cynical and bitter about this, it's because I am, because Lincoln hasn't told anybody anything except what they told a couple of neighborhood groups, and I'm still waiting for Robert Dozier to call me back.
I do remember going to some sort of workshop or panel a couple years ago where basically the real estate guys were saying mixed use is dead. It can't get off the ground. Don't even touch it with a 10-foot pole, 100-foot pole. So there's that factor. I know also when Starbucks was announced as a tenant at the new triangle, since we're calling it that. You know, Starbucks is fine. There are coffee shops in this neighborhood that not only are better, I mean, the coffee tastes better. And you could do a neighborhood coffee shop over there, especially on the trail. So there was part of me that was going, seriously, another Starbucks? Do we really need another Starbucks? Why not another Pearl Cup or another White Rock Coffee or another Cultivar or something like that? But I do also remember the conversation at this panel that Starbucks is, you know, one of those tenants that if you can get a Starbucks, you can get a loan. So there's that factor.
No, we're not even talking about the most exciting part of the whole development, with the change in the name of Garland Road to...
Oh, we're not. You're right.
That got quite a few comments online.
What do you think of that?
I don't even know what to think of it. I mean, it seems unlikely to happen because Garland Road is, I mean, it's a pretty big jump from there to the Arboretum, and that's a lot of businesses that have to change their addresses and all that stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad name. You know, you're associating with the Arboretum, which up until, you know, the scuffle most recently had a good name in town. I think they really still do. I don't know. I don't see it happening.
Why not White Rock something, though, or Lakeside something, or... I mean, I like the Arboretum, too, but...
God forbid we should call it Garland Road, because it's been Garland Road for 50,000 years, and everybody knows it is that. But, hey, it's funny. This is the least of the problems. And like I wrote in the column, I think there's going to be some kickback from the neighborhoods on this, especially when we do get a site plan. And if it is a 65, 70,000-foot grocery store with a whole bunch of pad sites, with a whole bunch of fast food restaurants...
But who's going to complain? It's not far west. That seemed to be the driving factor there.
I
think you're right, Rick. I've already heard from people talking in the neighborhood, and they're just thrilled that it's not going to be that. And that's what Lincoln has going for it with whatever it plans to do. Plus the fact that it owns the land that can do whatever it wants.
Then I won't be wrong. Well, I have to get zoning changed.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It's a PD.
It's a PD, but...
And so they make some changes. They've got to get the changes to the PD for what they want.
There's bound to be some alterations, but I don't know that they have to get significant stuff.
No.
I don't think there's going to be this big neighborhood. I don't think the neighborhood's going to have a whole lot to say about it and what they're talking about doing. Not that anybody wants to. I think they're all fine pretty much with it.
Yeah. Then I'll just know to avoid that intersection every afternoon between 3 and 7.
And I'll try to figure out what to do since I live there. All right, well, let's move on to the next topic, which is there's a new old breakfast. What is it?
Well, the Mecca is a longtime Dallas institution that's gone out of business once or twice, if I'm not mistaken, after it lost its original location.
This must be years ago because they've been at the one they're at now for a while.
Yeah, and it's been around forever. Before you and I, it's been around since even before you and I got to town. May have been here when you got to town the first time, huh?
It's been here longer than I can remember, really.
And they've just decided that their new location is going to be at the intersection of Skillman and Live Oak. Tipperary Inn location. Across the street from, of course, my favorite restaurant place in Dallas, the Gold Rush. And I just find it fascinating that the Sanchez family has been at the Gold Rush for 32 years. And... all of a sudden, just like Matt's was at the Lakewood Shopping Center for 20 years, somebody from outside the neighborhood has suddenly gone, oh my God, we can make some money. We should move over here. And I talked to George, and I think I'm going to do something on it. I'm not sure what. And George is okay with it because he figures that after people go to the Mecca and wait in line, they'll come over to the Gold Rush.
So I have to say, I've lived here for not as long as you all, but a little while, and I office not too far away. Never been to the Gold Rush. What's the deal? What's the draw?
Oh, well, don't feel badly, because as George told me when we laughed about this, he said, you know, we've been here 32 years, and it drives me crazy that there's so many people who don't know we're here.
He needs to advertise in the Advocate.
Well, he used to, didn't he?
No.
No, he's been a good friend of the
Advocate. He's been a good friend. His wife actually started our home services classified section many years ago, Brenda. So, yeah, I mean, I was being somewhat facetious.
Oh, okay.
But we would take his ad if he wanted to run it.
The Gold Rush is a neighborhood place, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's haute cuisine. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the surroundings are lush and luxurious, but I will tell you that when you go in there and it's George and it's the staff that's always there and it's the regular customers and you say hello, and you and I have talked about this many times, Carrie, in that sense of urbanism. There's these places that you go into that need to be there that are part of a neighborhood, and the Gold Rush is part of a neighborhood.
So the feeling is that the Mecca is coming in and, like, freeloading? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I find it absolutely fascinating that after, 32 years, the Gold Rush had no competition. In fact, nobody here had any competition because we couldn't find any businesses that wanted to come in. And now, all of a sudden, over the last couple of years, and despite the economy, we've got Mikosina coming in, we've got the Mecca coming in, we've got the Lincoln development. All of a sudden, the neighborhood's hot, and George was laughing. He said, where were these people 32 years ago when the intersection of Skillman and Live Oak was not nearly as safe as it is today? You know, they were urban pioneers, and Rick and I have told this story about a million times, but... where the Coldwell Banker used to be where that title store, title office is, there used to be a Eckerd's drugstore with a little pocket liquor store right next door to it. And there was a payphone at that Eckerd's, at the pocket liquor store. And pocket because it was just tiny and it was right next to the Eckerd's. And you could go there any time of the day, and that's where the drug dealers, that's the payphone the drug dealers used. And what did the cop tell us,
right? It was like the most dangerous intersection. I thought he said in Dallas, which I think we laughed at that, but he was basically, it was, he said it was scary, and it kind of was. That payphone was always...
There were always people there who you didn't want to have to see at any time. And I don't know that I actually ever went in that Eckerd's at. I'm an urban pioneer. I mean,
going over that area was just kind of... It was scary. Sometimes.
And now it's the place to be,
and now it's the place. And now it's the place to be. And I have nothing against the Mecca. I've eaten at the other location, in the original location, a couple of times, I think. And it's fine. It's just... It's ironic.
It's like anything else, though. It's new business in the neighborhood, which is good for the neighborhood and good for everybody around here. And competition is good, too, I guess. I mean, it's a hassle, but it's good, so...
Do we know if they're moving into that building as is? I'm still surprised that that Smurf-looking triangle building on the corner there continues to just stand like a Smurf-looking triangle building.
Well, that building, and I'm going to get this wrong, and my pal Alan Clark will correct me if he listens to this, that building used to be a department store.
Titch's, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that's the one it used to be. And so after the department store closed, it was subdivided. It was broken up into the various things that it is. And that's one reason why that it's looks so weird. And that's one reason why it sits there. That was years ago, even before you and I lived here, that was a suburban location for a downtown department store.
Mm. So when I first came to town, it was a Mexican restaurant.
Yes, that was the...
remember the name of that place?
Yeah, that was Casa... It was the Tropical.
Tropicals. That was hot back then. That one little intersection.
That was one of the first places in Dallas.
Gennaro's.
Yeah,
Gennaro's Tropical.
That's it. Because of the patio. That was one of the first places...
That was
places.
Before Gary was born.
That was not... But
do you even know what a payphone is, Gary?
I know very well what a payphone is.
Oh, my God, you're right, Rick. I'm sitting here telling a story about a payphone, and who knows, half the people listening to this.
It's like payphones and then those rolling things in the car, you know, roll up your window in the car. Nobody knows what those things are anymore either.
But that's one reason why that location is so bizarre, is because of that. I drove past there on my way in here today, and they've got a big help wanted sign out. So my guess is they're probably going to do very little. And they're probably going to do very little to it, and kind of keep it as is, which, to be perfectly honest, is one of the problems at every place that had been in there since the Tipperary, is the setup's not real good for running a restaurant.
Hmm.
The parking's not great.
Well, I guess they're going to use the new Max parking lot.
Well, the patio's taking up some of the parking over there.
Oh, God, you talk about towing wars. How bad is that going to be?
Can people... Can we not walk? Can we not? Are we not? Are we still not going to do this? Are we still not going to walk? Still not going to bike? I know, but come on, we can evolve, right? You've got these great buildings. Not over there, but I would walk to Lakewood Shopping Center, or I would walk to, you know,
to the Lincoln Place.
Yeah, I would. I'm actually planning on taking. That's why I'm really hoping they do something that, you know, caters to the trails, because I'm planning on taking the trails there.
Well, it's not so much that no one will walk to it, but the customers that they want to get, who are older and have money,
are not going to walk.
They're not going to walk.
Okay.
I think that's the issue more than anything else. Although I have to admit, when I lived down on Swiss Avenue, and there was that greengrocer. There was like a farmer's market kind of store at Skillman and Live Oak. I used to walk up there and go buy produce. So I did my bit.
There you go. Thank you, Jeff. Rick's just laughing at my idea that people will walk.
I could say some
walk.
Stuff about that grocery guy, but I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, all right. That's
knowing a little too much about business in the neighborhood. So,
well, we will wrap it up there. It will be interesting. Do we know when the Mecca plans to open?
It
sounded like pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not doing any work and it doesn't look like it, I can't imagine that it's not going to be. It'll be before the end of the summer.
All right. And is the Gold Rush worried or no?
No, George says he's fine. He's fine with it. Like I say, he'll be happy with the overflow. And, you know, competition is a good thing. And he wishes them the best of luck. And he also doesn't believe or understand how the neighborhood suddenly got to be hip. And I said, that's because you're old like me.
Remember that story we did a while back about how there weren't going to be any more breakfast places in Dallas? They're all going away.
I wrote that.
I know. It seems like they're coming back a little bit, though.
That's a function of cheap real estate. if you look at where these breakfast places, including that place up there on Walnut Hill that got all these rave, gets all these rave reviews.
Oh, it is good.
Well, at the time I was there, it was barely edible.
I'm sorry.
But that's a failed, that strip center. It's a strip center over there, Lincoln. It's failed a number of different times.
Had a grocery store.
Had a Kroger. That's been empty for a while, so they were able to go in there, and that's the same thing here. The Tipperary has been.
You're the only person I've ever heard who didn't like that place, that restaurant. Everybody loves it.
Crossroads is what you're talking about.
Yeah, my buddy Terry Miller didn't like it either.
Well, that's two.
Well, once was enough not to go back.
With all the, now that you can go from the Mecca to the Gold Rush and back again without ever having to leave the neighborhood. There you go. Well, thanks for listening to Advocate Radio. We'll be back sometime with another podcast.